Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks for coming along with us today. Tom Kreuter is in the studio with me, and he has a real passion to see unity built among bodies of Christ. In fact, he founded Jeffco Christians United, and you might have listened to Encounter before and heard his interviews about that. And he also is the father of three, grandfather of seven. They live out in Jefferson County. And so we're going to talk today about his book. He's got a new book out, and he is the author of 25 books. Now, what does he do the rest of his life? I guess he writes books and leads worship, and he does other things to help people find unity with each other through Christ. But his book today is called One. It's What Jesus Prayed. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks for letting me be here. I appreciate it.
What prompted you to write your book, and why should people read it?
Well, boy, that's a big question. So it actually originally, I wrote it as a nonfiction book because I'm a teacher. I teach at lots and lots of different churches. And so that's just kind of the way that I think. But after I finished the nonfiction version, I realized that, you know what, people I think would connect more with this if the whole thing was a story. And I use lots of stories in my teaching. I had mentioned to you earlier that years ago I finished teaching a whole all-day seminar, and this guy came up to me afterwards. He said, "Tom, you don't really teach, you just tell stories." And that kind of bothered me for a while until I mentioned it to my then pastor, and he said, "Well, you're in good shape. That's what Jesus did."
Yeah, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
And all the way through the Bible.
Yeah, again and again. And so to me, it's just the way that I think. And people connect with stories. So I have always used lots of stories, but I've never done like a whole novel about this topic. And so the idea was, could I take those same principles and put them into a fiction book and have it be a fun read, but at the same time, have it affect the way people think and act. And that's really my goal is, and I've seen it happen. You know, I had one guy who contacted me after he and his wife had listened to the audio version, which we can talk about. And he's going, "Tom, this really changed how we think about the church, you know, capital C church, and the way that we'll interact with the church in the future." And I'm like, that's it. That's, you know, what I want to see happen as a result of this. And I think it will more and more as people take the time to read this, because it'll make a difference in how you think.
It's called One. It's What Jesus Prayed For. And, you know, I think about Jesus' teaching. So he told stories and he asked people questions to help them be on the same page. And that is really interesting, isn't it, Tom?
I think so. I think just looking at how Jesus taught and the things that he said, the way that he did it, it's so different than how we often will do in our congregations today. And the reality is that so much of the Bible is story. That's a little outside of our norm in our churches. You know, we do line by line preaching, and that's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
And you do teaching on principles.
Right. Yeah. But to interact with story and have that story go inside of you and affect how you think, I think that's deeper. I think it has a long-term lasting effect. You're going to remember it more. And that's how Jesus taught. That's what much of the Bible is. And that's why I wrote it the way that I did, because I think it has a powerful effect that way.
Tom, I think that you are the first one that I've ever interviewed in my life that wrote a fiction book, because I normally don't do authors that do fiction books.
I feel pretty privileged to be able to do that.
But the whole unity concept, what do you want people to get out of it, and give us a thumbnail sketch of what's in it?
Sure. So, you know, obviously the title One, it's What Jesus Prayed For. It's based on John 17. You know, that night before Jesus went to the cross, over and over, he prayed, "Father, make them one." And, you know, the as I look at that prayer, as I read through it again and again, there is such heart, such depth. I mean, three times in that prayer, Jesus says, I'm not praying for this, I'm praying for this. He's being very specific in what he's asking. And over, he says, Father, make them one. And I just think there's something there that we as the church, again, church, capital C, have not grappled with enough. You know, we have our congregation here and that congregation over there, but we need to see ourselves as bigger. And that's really the hope of this book, is that we'll grasp that we are the body of Christ, something bigger. We're the bride of Christ, something bigger than just our individual congregation. And there's a so thumbnail, there's lots of little pieces. You know, I traveled and ministered at hundreds of congregations for almost 30 years. And having done that, I heard lots and lots and lots of stories. So just a couple of quick snippets. So like there was this church that I was at in Ohio where two different people told me the same story, that years before there was some squabbling going on in the congregation, some, you know, divisiveness. And they had a guest speaker who came in, and nobody said anything to him about this squabbling. But as he was praying about what to share during the series of evening messages that he would be doing, God showed him that. And so the first night, he came out and he said, there's some divisiveness happening here in this congregation. If it doesn't happen, God's going to judge this congregation. Now, that seems a little out there for some of us, that God's being that specific and that he's going to judge them. But it was a few weeks later, after he was gone, nothing changed. There was an earthquake in that area, and it literally broke the church building right down the middle. Like the crack divided the sanctuary in half. They had to rebuild the building. It was that devastating. That kind of thing, I don't think that's coincidental. I'm convinced that God wants us to be unified. And when there, you know, think of Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible. When there is that divisiveness, God's heart breaks over that. There's just lots of things that, again, that I've encountered as I've traveled that I've been able to incorporate because of hearing these different stories. There's a pastor that he was doing such good evangelistic work, not just him, but his entire congregation, that local drug dealers threatened him, if you don't stop evangelizing people and taking away our customers because they're becoming saved, we're going to kill you. Well, other pastors in the area found out, and they came and they surrounded his church, did like this guard, if you will, on a regular ongoing basis, because they said, if a threat against one of us is a threat against all of us. And they kept him from having to deal on his own with these drug dealers. I just think those kind of things are really the thing that God wants to see happen in his church. And so, you know, I use lots of those kind of stories to help us, to help affect our thinking. What could happen at our church if that kind of thing happened? You know, all of that kind of thing, or in our area. I just think it's important for us to grasp that bigger picture instead of just my own little congregation.
How do you help pastors get out of the castle mentality and give of themselves to want to unify with others to have a bigger picture happen?
So with Jeffco Christians United, for me, I'm the visionary. I see way down, you know, way out there. That's just how my mind works, how God wired me, if you will. But not everybody does that. And so one of the things that I do is I just keep pouring it in a little bit at a time. Every time we come together, I've got like an envisioning story or something that will help us to see that bigger picture, because we're not going to get it all at once. It's not going to be like one flash and all of a sudden, oh, we got it and we're running with it. And that's really kind of the idea behind this book, is that, you know, by the time you finish reading a 50,000 word novel and you've seen unity, you've seen the church working together from like every conceivable angle, it's going to change how you think about that. And that's really what I try to do with pastors as we gather together, to help them to envision differently so that they'll catch that concept more fully and make it a tangible thing in their life.
Worship leader author, someone who unifies, wrote the book One. It's What Jesus Prayed For. Tom Kreuter has been my guest on Encounter. Tom, how can people get not only the book, but the audio version of it?
Yeah, if you go to biblicalunity.com/the novel, that'll take you right to a page, biblicalunity.com/the novel.
Biblicalunity.com/the novel.
Right. It'll take you right there. And there's a, so you can order the book, you can order the ebook, you can listen to a sample chapter, or you can listen to the entire book. And it's actually kind of a fun thing because there are multiple voice actors on there. Lots and lots of different people. There's 30 some different characters in this book.
Wow.
So get to hear them interacting with one another. And it's free. You got to like free. I mean, if you want the copy, the actual paperback copy, that's going to cost you. Sorry. If you want the audio book, and the reason that we're doing that is because I think this is such a vital message. And we've had so many people who have listened to that and have said, this is really life-changing, mind-changing for us because it helps me to see things differently.
One, it's What Jesus Prayed For. Tom Kreuter's been my guest. And again, that website, Tom?
biblicalunity.com/the novel. biblicalunity.com/the novel.
How could unity, if everybody was in unity, change our cities, our nations, and our world?
Well, honestly, I think there would be no stopping us if we really were aligned like Jesus prayed for. Now, I think Jesus, clearly from Scripture, Jesus bought that unity for us. You read Ephesians chapter 2, we are one. But you and I are already holy and righteous before God, but we don't always act like that, right? So it's the same thing with this. We have been made one. But it's the practical outworking of it, the living it out. And that, I think, is like one step at a time. You know, pick another congregation and work with them down the road, across town, whatever. That's the way to do it.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom, for being my guest today on Encounter.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Judy.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.